What's happening? Where's that boy Too Smooth, the CEO of MMR 3000? I have a segment on the Patio Podcast with DJ Hard Work. We're going to talk about things going on in our community. We're going to talk about the entertainment world, and also we're going to talk about a whole lot more. Make sure you tune in on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9:30 Eastern. Check me out, baby. Mad respect. What's happening, world? That boy laced with Too Smooth. What's up with your DJ Hard Work?
Chilling. Got a good signal over there. Got a little bit of lag.
You hear me?
Yeah, you loud and clear. Loud and clear and on time.
Yeah, we got a very, very, very special guest today, man. I had to go get my notebook and get my notes prepared. You know what I'm saying? We got a very special guest today, man.
Go ahead and let the fans know who it is.
Oh, that boy Marshall will be in the building real shortly, man. How going up there in the Midwest, baby?
It's getting cold. Sterling weather. Yeah, it's getting cold out here, man. A little frigid. Morning was only 43 degrees instead of being 60 and 80 in the morning. So, yeah, man. Get your coffee ready.
Good water.
Surrounded. Yeah, well, we got a new update. Shout out to Anchor. We got more updates. And actually, going to be having
I got another update too. I got an update when you get through.
We gonna have my bad. We got I should have let you know ahead of time, but that boy came through right when I sent you the link. We got updates on we can utilize the music that cats got on social, you know, not social, on platforms on Spotify now, and they'll play them during our listening. So if a cat got their single on there, we can utilize their songs on their platforms to help them get their numbers up with our program now. So shout out to Anchor for allowing the artists to submit their music. Because when they submit their music, we actually are helping them get sales and streams now.
Hey, our guest is in the building. Let them know who you is, baby.
Man, what's poppin', man? The one and only Mark Selby, man. What's poppin'?
What's happening? I got that boy DJ Hard Work, this ball, man. He's my all-around guy.
Yes, sir.
What's good? What's your big dog? Man? You all right?
Good. Yeah, man, I'm good, man. Thank y'all for having me, man. Honored to be here with y'all, man. I appreciate the love. For real.
The honor's ours, man. I had to go do a little research and get my notes together for them one here, baby.
Man, for real. I'm just our average old guy.
Hey, man, just like having Jay-Z on this thing, man. I'm ecstatic.
Man. I appreciate it, Smoke.
Man, respect. Let's get into it, man. Let the people know where you from, my brother.
Man, you already know, man. I represent that cricket letter, man. I'm from Mississippi, man, to the fullest. Represented to the fullest, man. Born and raised, man, Columbus, Mississippi. Matter of fact, C-O-L-U-M, buzzer, we must. You know what I'm saying?
Hey!
But, yes, yeah, sir. Most definitely, man, from Columbus, Mississippi, man. That's the home team. Born and raised, man.
Okay, what made you get into music in general?
Man, back in the day, man, you know what I'm saying? Just like a lot of us, you know, had something to say, you know what I'm saying? Want to express yourself and really didn't know how to go by it. And I linked up with my cousin, man, Capone, Chris Chandler, man. He pretty much put
me in the game. Shout out to Capone, man.
Yeah, most definitely. So my rap career started out in Frog Bottom, a place out in Columbus, hood in Columbus. But, you know, want to tell my story, man, you know. You know, through this music thing, man, and it's been good to him. I can't even lie.
Oh, yes, indeed, it has, my brother. Yeah, yes, man. Indeed,
it's been good, man.
What are some of your? Who are some of your influences in the game?
Man, it's so many. Just name a few, but like I grew up listening to that UGK for sure. You know what I'm saying? Like UGK, people like that, 3-6 Mafia, Pimp C. Well, you know what I'm saying? That's UGK. Man, the list can go on, man. Let me think. MJG and A-Ball. These people, like, really influenced me to do what I do. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for them, I can say, like, it really couldn't, it wouldn't be me. You know, Player Fly. you know, listen to Player Five.
Hold on. Stop the press. You can't be from COA and I ain't hear about Too Smooth, Lil Duga, MMR.
Hold on. Listen. I can't forget y'all, man. Mastermind record, man. You know what I'm saying? Duke of Philly. You know what I'm saying? 38 Hot, man. Listen, man, the whole movement. The Columbus had a movement in 7. They still got one. So just to see y'all doing it in a way like that, too, you know, I can't lie, no cap. Like, it did inspire me. You know what I'm saying? You legend in the game yourself, man. But just to see the whole movement in Columbus, from the boys out in 69 to 7 Ward to everybody, man, the Crawford boys, everybody, man, you wanted to be a part of that whole movement. So you had to get in where you fit in, and that's what I did, man. So I started rapping in mama closet till I got to the studio.
What made you transition from hip hop to gospel?
I say pretty much, man, just a call on your life. And even with saying that, like the gospel thing, yeah, a lot of people, they'll put gospel on me, but I'm more inspirational than anything. You know, my belief is Christianity. You know what I'm saying? So if that's gospel, that's cool if you want to call it that. But, you know what I'm saying, I just want to create a more positive type of atmosphere with my music, you know, to motivate people, to encourage people, you know what I'm saying, to help people on the right path. But it's all part of that inspiration path, man, that journey, and just trying to do it right, man. And like I said, man, it's been good to me.
What can people can get from the message in your music?
I say most definitely that motivation. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love to motivate people. You know what I'm saying? Go out there and get your grind on, go get your hustle on. But I say that motivation to inspire folk to do it. And I feel like if I can do it, you can do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people say, man, I like what you're doing. Well, you can do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? 24 hours in a day, I got it, you got it too. Uh-oh. You know, just that motivation, man. I'm just trying to help the people.
That sounds like our conference call this morning.
I'm going to let DJ, I know DJ Hardwork going to chime in right now behind that.
Yeah, most of Hardwork.
Yeah. All right. So, you know, we have it. It's, you know, me being the person I am,
right,
I really get frustrated when I see artists not inspired, mm-hmm. because those are the artists that I find who just do it just for the glitz and glamour and the fame, more or less. Right. And I believe that the game is too saturated with that, where there's no inspiration. That's why you don't hear too much inspirational music. Right. I'm glad you made sure that was clarified, because what I learned is what you just said, like, yeah, you transition to gospel music, but most people will listen to your music and be like, he ain't got, no, it's inspirational.
Right, most definitely.
Always a message in it. That's what the gospel speaks, to give messages, to inspire, to motivate. Yeah. So I get what, I'm glad you broke that down so that other artists who are hesitant on following a certain journey or path,
right,
they're inspired by them words. Because I have an artist that is in lingo with that. And when they hear this, they'll feel a little more comfortable.
Yeah, and that's what it's about. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like I was saying, like, yeah, I'm a Christian. But, okay, what if I'm a Christian and I work at McDonald's? I'm a Christian that work at McDonald's. That's just what I believe in. So a lot of times, like, I you know, I'm keeping 100. A lot of times the church folks like to put you in a box. So they saying, because I'm a Christian, I just supposed to make music that say Jesus, 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 Jesus. I mean, that's cool, but I make music for everybody. I'm just a Christian. You get what I'm saying? As long as I'm downgrading my people, my family, my God, then I'm straight. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you got to be able to do, you. I'm an artist. God gave me a brush, and he told me to paint this thing. So I'm just trying to inspire people through the way that I do my music. I ain't telling you go out here and rob everybody. I'm telling you go out and get this bag. I'm going to tell you go get this bag.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? How to get it. You know, the legal way, but you know what I'm saying? That's just what it's about, man. You can't live your life living in somebody else's box.
Now, go another little route real quick, go back to this right here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you this question. Times change and music change.
Right.
So how do you stay ahead of the game instead of keep doing the same thing and get left behind? So how do you, you know, keep up with the times and music?
Well, like I would say, and I'm pretty sure, you know, like you do have to adapt now. You got to adapt to the change, but I would still say stay authentic, because you don't want to lose your authenticity. You know what I'm saying? Like who you are. Don't get me wrong. Like And I'll give you a prime example. Let's say, like, you listen to somebody like T.I. that's been part of the old generation, but he's part of the new school too. But when you hear T.I. On the record, you know that's Tip. So what I'm saying is, like, he adapted to the new school generation, but you still have to remain who you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got my own style of rap, but I don't rap in the triplets. I'm not the triplet rap. That's not me. But at the same time, I do know how to adapt to the new wave of sound that's out right now. So I would still say it's just the same situation too. Everybody still like an 85 cut dog when it's clean. Back in the day, it was clean. You get what I'm saying?
I like that.
We may not put no triple D's on it, but we might put some nice 24s on it. And that thing clean. You get what I'm saying? So you just got to learn how to adapt. You feel me? Just like that old movie that you had, that all white thing.
Yeah. Damn it is. How do you create a song? How you go about creating your song?
Man, first, a song. I like to get the track. I like to get the track and see what the track gonna say to me. It really pulls something out of me. A beat really gotta move me, and then it pulls it out of me. Some people write first, then they go lay it down. I gotta listen to the track first to see what it's gonna say. Because I feel like it's like a marriage. You know, you just can't jump on anything. Sometimes people want to feature, they send it to somebody, like, no disrespect, but I don't feel it. It's not for me. Not saying that the beat is not, you know, not fire. It's just not for me. So I take time out to listen to the beat and what it's saying to me, then I can start painting on it, you know? So
yeah,
that's what I used to do.
Well, I did a little digging.
Oh, really?
I hear you got some stars in a new album coming out. Some stars, some good name, you know, major artists on the album. So can you give the people a little taste, or you know, a little hint of who's gonna be on this new album?
Man, where you be finding this stuff, at, Smooth?
Man, hey, hold on. What did you say? What the last thing you said?
Okay, then
let's go.
Yeah, man, I got some heavy hitters on this album, man. I know I ain't gonna sneak at all, but I do got my partner Pastor Troy on here. Shout out to Pastor Troy, and you know we
tell Troy, man, answer my phone call, try to get him on the show, man. I'm sending emails and everything.
Say no more, man. I most definitely are one of the coolest people I ever met. Super humble man and ready to work. He's on here, and I got some more heavy hitters on here, but I don't want to leak it out, but. Just stay tuned. Keep your phone charged. You're going to see real soon. But yeah,
Somebody told hey, I'm kind of messing a little bit now. You know, I'm in my hosting mode now. I heard somebody a little cray. Is that true?
Man, I'm trying. We're going to make that happen. We're going to try to make that happen.
Okay.
It's in the works.
Okay,
it's in the works.
Okay. Okay, I tried the hard work. I tried it.
man, you know what? I'm gonna try. We're gonna see. You know, like when it comes, I'm trying to find a way to get something out. Yeah, I said to pass the truth. But in the end, what can we expect from the project when it comes down to knowing a little bit that we do know? What can we expect as a people, as a fans?
I'm gonna tell you just like this. I promise you this, when this album drop, it's going to be like nothing you never heard before. I can promise you that. And also, I can promise you too, when it drop, we guaranteed to make history. I'm telling you, I believe...
Boy, you sound like Too Smooth, boy!
I was about to say
we guaranteed to make history. Mark my word. Record this. We're going to make history. Man, I'm doing on this album, man, we doing something that's never been done. Over like 20, 30 years for facts. I promise you. I'm talking about.
I see you at the Grammys. Hey, Son of Joe, you hear that, daughter boy? Hey, we're going to rip it at the Grammys, man.
We're going to do it, but this album is guaranteed to touch everybody. I'm talking about the streets, the church, the hood, the trap, everybody. Everybody and anybody. I'm talking about from your ages 16 to 45 and 50. I got it on here for you.
Okay. Man, that's a blessing. Yeah. Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, because I always do this too. Let me cut y'all hard, my bad. But how would you tell a young artist that's coming up, listen to this show, watching you, following me, following everybody doing their thing, trying to figure it out? Tell them how would they market they self or and they
like. Okay, cool. You said the key thing. You have to market yourself. In this time in the generation that we living in, whoever may be listening, like, this is for you. You have to have more than music right now. You have to become your own brand. Your music is just like an appetizer, but you have to be able to sell yourself, because everybody doing music, just like Hard Work said, it's so saturated with so much stuff. You have to be able to stick out, stand out. What's different about you? You have to become your own brand. You have to invest in yourself. You got to believe in your product when somebody else don't. Just because your player partner may not feel that it's tight, you have to believe in that product. You have to push that product. Nothing from nothing equals zero. If you're not willing to put in the hard work and invest your money, and then the thing about that too, it's so easy now. It don't take a whole lot of money. You can make $100 million through Instagram. You really don't need a major.
Hold on.
You know what I'm saying? You
can, hold on. Man. You're giving too much.
You gotta let him hit the truth.
I know what you up to. I know what too smooth. I know what he up to. You answering all the questions.
But I just say, man, you have to, I would say, invest in yourself and you become your brand. Like, you have to be a brand yourself. People have to like you. You have to sell yourself a little. You know what I'm saying? Like, let these people into your world.
Not your soul, not y'all. Your soul. Don't sell your soul for the general. Don't sell your soul, y'all.
Say that one comment clear.
Never that.
Remember, go back about 5 seconds. You got to sell what?
You got to sell yourself. You have to be able to believe in your product. Like, what's going to make you stand out from the next man? Because he got five.
And that's
power money. Power money.
My bad. We're just excited about your words right now because, like, you're answering a lot of questions right now.
Yeah.
Answering a lot of, all within the last 2 seconds.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man.
I know you're a very busy man, so we'll get to the question of the day. Right. What would the Mars Chef today tell the younger Mars Chef?
Oh, man. Stop smoking some more weed, first of all, but. Man,
I just fired up a blood. Lord have mercy.
Leave them pills alone.
I just popped one. Fuck it.
Hey,
we keep real on label.
Yeah, man, it's all real. But I would say too, on the more serious note, just stay focused, man. Stay on that path. Like, don't quit. You know what I'm saying? Just continue to inspire yourself. Because it ain't been an easy road. You know, some days you want to quit, but just to stay focused. If I could tell myself this back then, like, man, you on the right path. Just stay, continue, keep doing what you're doing, and you're going to be all right, man.
Man, it took me 22 years to get here, baby. But, hey, I seen a mother sign a contract at the age 65, man. Don't quit. Keep pressing the gas. You know what I'm saying? The door closed, two more will open. Just keep pressing the gas. Because what you put into something, don't you get out of it, baby. What would you tell yourself,
Hard Work? I leave them females alone.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Leave them females alone. Focus on your career.
Another Tiger Woods.
Uh-oh.
I'm just, hey, you put me on blast. I got to be honest. Can't lie. Leave them females.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm coming up. If I had to stay focused, and a lot more money would be in my pocket to have invested into myself.
Right.
So,
yeah, what's up?
You know.
Well, we appreciate you, Mr. Maul, coming on this thing, man. Give your shout outs, baby.
Man, most definitely, man. I want to shout out y'all Hard Work. I want to shout out Too Smooth, man. I want to give y'all flowers while you living, man. Legendary status. You feel me? Too Smooth, man, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for holding it down. Thank you for representing the way that you do. I love you, bro. I'm proud of you, man. Keep moving. I see you. Shout out the whole staff, man. Swisher Entertainment, man. My artist, Hollywood Finesse, J Stud. Shout out my white kid, family, and everything.
Oh, yeah, I like Finesse. I like Finesse. We'll talk about that on another phone call.
Say no more. We'll make that happen. And shout out the whole Mississippi, man. All 82 counties, man. Stand up.
That's what's up.
Tell them how to get in contact with you, baby. Social media.
Hit me on that social media, man. Instagram, everything's the same. My name, Mark Selvey. YouTube, Mark Selvey. All the same. Just my name. You go to YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, everything. Locked in.
That's what's up.
Well, I ain't got but one shout out, man. Hey, Power of Money, November the 6th.
Let's go.
November the 6th. Power with money, man. Hey, by February, I'm gonna be a boy like my boy Mark Shepard. I'm trying to catch up. Hey, shout out to the whole lot of million, man. Hey, check out the website www.mmr3000.com. Check out the movie trailer, building an empire, man. We moving, man. Shout out to every program director, DJ that's spinning us right now. Like I said, shout out to the whole lot of million. Y'all know who y'all is, man. Hey, shout out to Anchor. Shout out to DJ Hardwork, aka JO Hardwork, aka Team No Sleep, man.
Yes, sir.
I just want to give a shout out to Anchor for giving us this platform to be able to express our opinions on the world, life, anything that come to our mind. I appreciate everybody online. I appreciate you, Mark Seller, for tapping in. Take time out your beats together. Too Smooth, you already know what it is. Lacey Too Smooth on the Patio Podcast. Let's get into the music. Y'all have a good night.
Bless.
Bless.
Thank you. see your body like this, girl. So come on. Chubby niggas, chick manic, cause I lay the wood. Then plus I'm from the hood, so like a car with a new RJ's, keep it running good. Lil' mama driving me wild, just like she my child. But she my bad chick, so you know she ain't gon' keep her around.
Snap.